Hi, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business coach, and today I want to talk about a topic that comes up a lot, and that is in relation to nutraceutical sales in your practice. Some people really shy away from this, but as I have said numerous times, if people aren't buying those products in your practice, they're buying them from somewhere else. And unfortunately, they're probably buying some substandard products and vitamins that aren't pharmaceutical grade and some products that may taste good but really don't have the nutritional complement that goes along with your nutritional plans or what it is that you're teaching your patients. So it's always a good idea to take control over that, to offer this in your practice. That way you can control the quality products that your patients have access to. It also creates an additional revenue stream in your practice. And it just can also, has been shown, and I see this every day, it improves their outcomes. It quickens their outcomes. So it makes it a little bit faster, which patients love, as you know. And you can do your program with or without use of the products, but having them there and knowing how to promote them is really, really important. So I'm going to talk to you today about a topic that I go into really in depth within my membership group, Bariatric Business Boss, the private membership group. If you're not a member yet, hop on over there, bariatricbusinessboss.com, and join. It's so reasonable, and I have just, it's chock full of lots of things. And I go into in-depth training, but I'm going to share with you today the top 10 reasons why your products might not be flying off the shelves in your practice. So the first one is they taste terrible. And I do encourage everybody to do a few things. One is taste test everything. You may not have the luxury of having a retail sales manager who actually does some research, brings the products in, has everyone taste test them. But within your practice, your nutritionists, dietitians, the physicians, the staff, everyone should be taste testing anything that you're going to offer. I am one of those people who doesn't recommend going with one particular company. There are so many nutraceutical companies that I love, and it's because they have quality products that tastes good. But the reality is some have better shakes than others, some have better bars than others, some have better snacks than others. And so really having that assessment and utilizing those companies for their best products is really important. So I'm not a proponent of just one. I do have my top favorites, and I know I've mentioned them before, and HealthWise, Robar, a couple other ones. You can get that resource off my website. But I am not one of their employees or anything. I just am really open. We probably use about 8 different companies for the most part, but really there's 4 that we get most of our things from. But anyhow, you want to make sure that you taste test it and that you use more than one product line, because like I say, there's going to be great tasting things from different companies, and making sure that it coincides with your particular nutritional plan that you recommend. So they taste terrible perhaps. So you want to make sure that that's not the case for you. The second big reason they may not be flying off the shelves is that you don't use them yourself. And it's so much easier. It's not even like sales. If you actually know your products and you use them, I know here we offer the products half off to our employees because we want them to be using the products because it makes them easier to create all sorts of different positive things for your patient. I'll name a couple of those. One is your employees come up with little recipes where you can use that product. Your employees just speak really open about it. Like, this is my favorite one. You'll love this one. If you like this flavor, then like this. So they also come up with creative ways to keep it interesting. You know, if you have a favorite shake, you get kind of tired of it after a while. So our team here comes up with really creative ways. You know, it's using part of the water. We add our coffee in the morning. We may add little flavor drops that have no sugar or anything in them. We will mix a couple of them together and come up with some new creation. We'll use a shake and add some a peanut butter flavor that has protein, like a PB2 or something like that. So we come up with all these creative ways to help promote it to the patients. And when they come in and they know that you use them and they see you with them and using them, it just makes it so it's not even sales. It's just an easy sharing of something fabulous that you love. And then what happens is they start to do the same thing. They share it with their family and friends. So if you're not using them, I encourage you to use your products as well. And not only taste test them, but use them because it makes it so much easier to promote it to your patients. The third reason is they may be your best kept secret. Some practices have products, but they keep them all in a closet They have no way for the patients to find out about them. Nobody mentions it in any of the consultations. Nobody mentions it in any of their coaching or counseling sessions. It just doesn't come up. They don't know about it. They don't see it in the waiting room. It's really, really important. You can do this in lots of different ways, but you want to make sure it's not your best kept secret. You want to be sharing that in your exam rooms, in your counselings, in your consultations, in your waiting room, in your newsletters, in your emails, in your texts. So you don't want to bombard them with too much, but you want them to know that you have this awesome quality product that would benefit them. The fourth reason is that your displays may stink. And like I said, you may not even have a display, but if you have a display, it may really stink. It might just be in a closet that the door's open or something like that. It's one of those things where you can display it so easily. You can use like a really a cool piece of furniture that you found at a discount store. You could use a shelving unit. You can have it in a lit cabinet. You can do it in so many different ways. And you want to have that displayed very attractively. If you ever need ideas for that, just reach out to me. But you want to make sure that your displays are attractive and that they're not just in your waiting room, but they're actually in your counselor's offices. And so you want to make sure that they can see those products, and then it creates that sort of a teaser for what's that really about and how does it taste and how much is it, that sort of thing. So that opens that conversation up. So if your displays stink, that's another reason why they might not be flying off the shelf. The fifth reason is your team doesn't know the benefits of each product. And this may take a little bit of time, but once they understand the benefits about the different types of protein that are in your different products, the nutritional content, the carbohydrate content, the protein content, why those macronutrients are important, how it plays into your nutritional plan, if they know the benefits, then it's so much easier to talk to people about that. And I know there's an old adage that says, sell, you know, the shade, not the tree. You want to share what the benefits are, not just this is the basic things about your product. You want to know what the benefit is nutritionally to their body and to their weight loss plan. So you don't know the benefits, or your team doesn't know the benefits. That is the fifth reason. The sixth reason is that you haven't packaged them together. When you package things together and then you offer a little bit of a discount when you package them, it kind of makes it easier for the patient to see how this goes together, how they can take it and they can use it in their own life. We package them together. We actually put together meal plans surrounding some of our products, and it's so much easier and it gets people really jazzed because it makes it super simple for them to use. Because they don't have to worry about what foods are they going to cook for certain meals. Like I said, we use them for some plans, and or people can go through our program with no supplements at all. But we have it there because a lot of people want to make it simple. They want to not have to make a decision about what they're eating. It's very cost effective. If you take your box and you divide it out by the price, oftentimes their meals come out to anywhere between $1.50 and $3.50 per meal. It's very economical. And so patients love that. But if you package it together with your meal plans, or even as just like a little promotional, it makes it really easy to sell that. The next reason, which would be your seventh reason, is your team isn't comfortable promoting them. If you're doing the things I just mentioned, your team will become much more confident at promoting the products that you have. And they'll actually it'll just become second nature to them. So one of the things that I know we do is my team and I do some sales training for staff. We'll see what products you particularly use, and then we'll help them get through that sales strategy. And it ends up not even feeling salesy. And the best thing is the physician doesn't have to get involved. Your team takes care of it for you as an additional revenue stream to your practice. So it's a win-win for everybody. The eighth reason is you never have a sale or promotion. Now, I know people are always concerned about the bottom line, but patients, who doesn't love a sale? They're looking for it all the time. So having some sort of a sale or a promotion is something that will really help get them to try other products, and then they grow to like it, and then they want to purchase more of it. They tell their friends want to purchase it. It ends up being this domino effect, but you need to have some sales and promotions. And we have a regular sales and promotion calendar. I share that within our Bariatric Business Boss membership site. I also do that with my one-on-one coaching for everyone who's in that site, or those that are working with me outside of that. And it's just one of those great ways to help with promoting your products. And it can actually become linked to content that you're putting out on social media, content in your newsletters, content in your emailers. It ends up being really a cool way to use that. So the eighth one was you never have a sale or a promotion. The ninth one is you have no variety. Do you only have chocolate or vanilla? Do you only have one type of shakes? Do you only have one type of bar? If you don't have variety, people get tired of it. I know even me using the products in our store, I shake it up. I'll use one for a while because it's my favorite. And then before you know it, I'm like, oh, I'm ready for a change. And I change to something else. So you have to have some variety for your patients. That is the 9th reason, is you don't have variety. And the 10th reason is you don't have systems in place for automation and for patients to refer people back for more products. This is related a lot to your team. And I am blessed with having a phenomenal team here and a phenomenal retail sales manager who, when we all get together, she'll lead this, but we come up with these great promotional ideas. The team is really awesome at doing that. They all get kind of jazzed about it. And then she kind of guides the implementation of it. So, but it's used to be something that I always felt that I had to have. Once I hired, Kat's in our store. She's our retail sales manager. She does a phenomenal job. The whole team does. Tina, and I mean, I could name everybody, but they all do a great job. So having those, and you can be the one to put some of those systems in place, but once your team latches onto it and gets going with it, they start to just really fine tune all that. So it becomes that much easier for you and for everybody on your team. So systems, I'm a big systems girl, but putting that point of sale system into your practice, making sure that it's easy for patients to go online if they want to purchase, to even build up a little reward system, we do that. There's lots of different ways to promote it, but having those systems in place for some automation and also to make it really easy for patients to refer to your practice is super important. If I was going to give you a bonus one, it would be using your products in everything that you do, every event that you have, every support group, and really providing some kind of cool interactions for your patients. I credit Kat with this, but you know, one time here we had a party where she had a cocktail party. It was a protein cocktail party. We even brought in, I know she can do bartending too. She does bartending, but even a sommelier came in. We did this really fun party where everyone was walking around with fancy glasses. Of course, there's no alcohol in there, but it was like all these different creative ways to use the products. And it was so fun. The patients loved it. We loved it. We made it just into this really fun event. And then highlighted some products, and they just sell like crazy. So that's my bonus one for you. So I hope you find this helpful. And like I say, it's the top 10 reasons why your products aren't flying off the shelf. So if you want some in-depth one-on-one training, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. If you need help setting up your store, reach out to me. If you're not a member of Bariatric Business Boss, get on over there and join that group. It is a really low-cost way to gain access to me and all of these awesome tools with marketing. You'll see it all on the page. But anyhow, bariatricbusinessboss.com. For anyone who works with me one-on-one over for, you know, recurring months and that sort of thing, they automatically get to be a member of Bariatric Business Boss. So that's a bonus, a perk with that. So I'd love to hear from you, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at Weight Loss Practice Builder. Reach out to me if you have other questions. And in the meantime, continue being that positive force in your community, improving the health of so many people, and also running a spectacular practice with a great team. And if you need help, like I say, reach out to me and don't forget to join Bariatric Business Boss. If you're not a part of this podcast yet, subscribe for goodness sakes. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.